Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Yeah, here we are. About to get into today's show. Let's see. Lunchbox came into the show a little later. He's actually in studio now. We just finished the show. So back at work today. How's that? Did it normalize you a bit?
A little bit, yeah.
You kind of got into this groove a bit because you've been in the baby mode for such a long time.
I've been in the baby mode for a week, and I mean, I'm talking super baby mode. We have to get everything together. I mean,
do you have a car seat?
Oh, we have one. We bought one. We don't have it in the car, though. Like, when we went to the hospital, we didn't have a car seat. I didn't even take a diaper. I just thought it was going to be a false alarm. I grabbed two books and a computer because my wife was worried she may have to answer some work emails. And we ended up, and I had a sweatshirt. That's it. You see people coming in there that are prepared. They got pillows, blankets, two different bags. I didn't even bring a toothbrush to the hospital.
How was she in her attitude toward you during labor?
She was great.
Really?
I'm shocked, but yes, absolutely great. At one point, I was rubbing her back. She goes, can you not touch me anymore?
Okay, that's the kind of stuff I like to hear.
Yeah.
She's disgusted by your face because you're the one that did that to her.
Yeah.
That was the only moment of, like, us getting mad at each other.
And how'd that go? So I put the hand on your back and she goes,
can you not touch me anymore? I was like, sorry. She goes, I know you're just trying to be nice, but I don't want your hand on me.
I have to say something to Amy all the time.
Really?
I'm like, hey. Yeah.
Stop touching me, Amy.
Move your hand up.
Oh, my gosh.
What? That's cool.
Yeah, so that was the only moment of anything kind of disagreement. And I don't think she liked it when I fell asleep in the middle, but I was tired.
Of course. You're the one doing all the heavy lifting. How do you not get exhausted?
I mean, it was a long day.
The reason you were tired is because you were in Las Vegas the entire weekend.
Well, yeah, obviously. I didn't know the kid was going to come right after a Las Vegas weekend. And my buddy Forrest was telling me, he was talking over with his dad. He goes, you know how lucky you are that didn't happen on Saturday? Because it wouldn't have been your fault, but it would have been your fault for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah.
And on Saturday, you're probably drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have been able to get on a flight and come home?
Oh, I'd have to have. I mean, there would have been no choice. I'd have to go to the airport and just say, oh, I'd have been. What? That would have been just whoa. Because she would have been at the hospital by herself. Oh.
A mere few hours separated your situation from almost situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, good for you.
Good planning on my part.
Do you feel now that the baby exists in the world that you are really going to scale back on naps later in life?
Well, not for the first 6 months or a year, because they still nap. The baby still naps, so I'll be able to nap when the baby naps. But after that, yeah, I'll have to scale back because the kid won't nap. Or I guess it goes to daycare and then I can nap. But we still got to find daycare.
Yeah, lots of steps before that, brother.
I got to find a name.
Let's start there. We're good. Lunchbox talks about that coming up later on. Amy back into town. She got back in. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then she hadn't seen her kids in a long time. So everybody's got kids. I guess I'm up next, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting on you, man.
Yeah. Look at me.
I thought about this yesterday. I don't know, but Stevenson was doing something, and I was like, oh, didn't you talk about sometimes maybe just like taking him and like hanging out?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you should do that to see if, you know, how it goes.
Well, you just want me to take your kid, but
no, I don't.
Yes, he's sitting smart. Yes.
And he's like, this would be great for your mental health.
Yeah, take both of them too.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do both to you, but
I've taken your son. We went driving around before.
I know. I'm not looking to pass my kids off to you. I just thought it genuinely would be good for you.
But also, he's seven.
Yeah,
that's not the same as having a baby.
Oh, he can act like a baby. Wait for it. Everyone's always like, he's so cute. I'm like, yeah, I put the cute stuff on Instagram.
That's right. You don't put the stuff that's not. You should start doing
that. You should, Amy.
You should be the normalizer mom.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I will, but then I feel like that's just like not fair to him to put, you know, I don't, he approves the stuff I put on Instagram. They tell me I can post it or trash it, you know?
You run it by him?
Yeah, I run it by him. And so half the time they're like, trash, trash, trash. I'm like, oh my gosh, I give up. But then other times they're like, ooh, that's a good one, post it.
But you know where they get that, right?
What? Yeah, their
from
mama.
You.
Yeah. And he's like, take 93 pictures of me sitting right here in the same spot. And
trash.
I'm like, nope, trash, trash.
Yeah, she'll look at the 93 and then be like, can you take another one?
Yeah.
Take another one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start putting the real on. That's what
we should only get one picture. When we do something, we take one picture, we post it.
That's what I told the kids. I said, y'all don't even know what it's like to have to deal with a disposable camera where you don't even know what you're getting till you go to Eckerd's and develop the photos.
Eckerd's. Wow.
Or Walgreens, whatever. Yeah. But in high school, my friends worked at Eckerd's, so that's where we developed our pictures. And, you know, when you got them in, they were developed, and what you got was what you got.
You want to talk to a listener that's usually listening on the podcast?
Oh, wow.
Hey, okay. Leanna.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby? Oh, my God.
What up? You used to listen to the podcast or what?
Yeah, I usually listen to the podcast on my way to and from work because I work evening shifts. So I never get to listen to the show live. And I picked up an extra shift this week and I noticed that it was, you know, not even 10 o'clock yet. And I was like, oh, my God, it's live. Let me try to call.
Look at us. And you called right here, right after the show. And we are now you're going to be on the podcast. You're going to hear yourself on the podcast. Is that going to be weird or no?
That is going to be so weird. Like, I know Amy can't hear me right now, but hi.
No, Amy's in town. She's back in town.
I can hear you.
But shout out to
your loyalness.
Yeah, they know those little things. Well, listen, Virginia, what's your favorite thing on the show? We'll do it again sometime. Like, what do you love? You're like, oh, this is coming up. I like that.
Yes. The Morning Corny. I love The Morning Corny. And what do 24-year-olds care about? Like, I'm 30, but I still like The Rugrats. So this morning I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome.
There you go. Hey, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Bobby. You guys have a great day.
See you later. Bye-bye. Was that this morning? I mean, all these shows.
Yeah, I think so.
Or was it Friday? I think it was when was Rugrats? Friday or this morning?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Okay.
Oh, man.
See, Eddie, stop.
I don't even know what today is.
Today's Monday, July 23rd.
Ah, thanks, Bones.
Yes, mm-hmm. You're welcome. Here we go with today's show. And away.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, anything you want to say?
Yeah, we hope people already has a great day.
There you go. Lunchbox?
Yeah. Happy Monday.
There you go. Eddie?
Yeah. Y'all stay cool out there.
There it is. Stay cool.
Stay cool.
I was in Minnesota. I was in a hoodie.
Because it was cool out there?
Yeah, for summer it's pretty cool. And I'm walking around, this old lady comes and goes, why are you wearing a hoodie? It's a heat wave. She's like 100.
And it was in the 70s.
This lady's hassling me at a Starbucks.
I love it.
It was like 79 degrees. Like, why are you wearing a hoodie, you pudding?
That's awesome.
You know the best place to get a tiny Coca-Cola? Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh. There we go.
Good
one, Amy. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, I'll be in D.C. coming up and Bakersfield coming up. Those are the two shows that are not, the only two that are left aren't sold out. So doing theater shows there. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to come to those shows. Now I can start the show, right, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here
he is. Turn it up.
Come, Bobby. Hey, welcome to the show. Hope your weekend was awesome. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. There we go. Amy's back in studio. Everybody's here. Look at us.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is not here.
Except Lunchbox,
yeah. He had a baby. If you're new to the show, Lunchbox had his first ever baby. Wild Man's got a baby now.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? Here's a story, Amy, that I think you'll like. So, Eddie, one of your friends was eating, or what's happening?
Yeah, my friend texted me, said, you never believe we were having dinner at a restaurant, and after the dinner was over, some stranger comes up, a man, and says, congratulations, props to you guys for having your whole meal without electronics on the table with your kids.
So someone had watched his family.
They were watching him.
And they never pulled out their phone.
Nope.
So what happened? He came over and said congratulations?
Yeah, and he paid for the meal. My friend is married with two kids, so all four of them were sitting there eating. And he said, I'm going to pay for your meal because you guys had an electronic-free meal. Get out of here!
Wow, so many levels. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting you think it's a good story. I mean, it's cool that he paid for the meal.
Yeah, I like that part. Some guy came up and generously said, for whatever reason, I'm paying for your meal.
Yes.
He didn't have to do that. I like that first and foremost. When someone just does something because something actually moves them, I like that. He just helped the family out.
Okay.
Going out to, four people going out to dinner, that's a thing. That's expensive.
Yeah.
That's a thing. It's an event.
Yes.
Electronic free. Now, I don't have family.
Yeah.
Like, no kids or wife or anything. So, when I'm alone, I mean, I'm always electronic on. So I don't have that battle. Like, Amy, you have two kids. Do you put the phones away? Is that a thing?
I mean, yeah, we try to be intentional about it. My husband is sort of the one that wrangles that. He's like, Amy, put your phone away.
Oh, he's talking to you, not the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eddie, why did you think it was a bit weird? No.
Because this would never happen to me. We purposely go to restaurants and give them both phones so we can have a meal.
Yeah.
Because if they don't have a phone, they're fighting with each other, they're throwing straws or whatever, and it's not fun for all of us. So we can't go out and have a meal without phones.
That's an interesting story. I think we all feel differently about it. I personally think that phones have been great for my life because I keep in touch with people I never would talk to. I would never see.
Yeah.
So phones and texting is great for me. But it doesn't really keep me away from anything. My last girlfriend and I, we had the understanding, too, that just because we're on the phone doesn't mean we're not paying attention to each other. And if it got serious, we just put the phones away for a second. But we didn't do no phones and get offended.
But do you pay attention? Like, or do you just do that?
No, I pay attention. I used to. That's good. I was a pretty good boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it depends who you talk to. If you talk to me, I was a pretty good boyfriend.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're amazing.
To. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, welcome back. That's a good story, though.
Thank you.
I like that
I thought
story.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
My acknowledgement today will go to Adidas, the shoe company. I'm familiar with it, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing them right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Adidas is trying to go green and use more sustainable materials for its products. They put out a release early in the week saying by 2024, they will only use recycled plastic. They will stop using what they call virgin plastic.
Ooh, never been used.
Sexy.
Wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either, Amy. Literally, this is the first time I saw virgin plastic.
So right now, the Adidas I'm wearing, virgin plastic, but by 2024... recycled?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if you have the virgins on right now, the air virgins, but I know some of them.
I'm on the Ultra Boost versions.
Yeah. Oh, the Ultra Burge.
Yeah.
But no, that's good. I like that. I like that. I like the environment. I am the face of not to litter.
Yes, you
are. Like the signs say. I'm on billboards. I was driving from the airport. I was on a billboard. Raymond, did you tell me about that?
I saw it.
You?
It says littering is bad. No bones about
that's
it.
That's right. Like, they have that thing all over the place.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
All I do is come out and talk about littering's bad, and all of a sudden they put me up everywhere saying it. Okay, there we go. Amy, thank you for being a part of that and sharing your Adidas story with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Raymundo with the news. Coming over to you, buddy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
In Toronto, there was a mass shooting. A man shot 14 people, killing one in Greektown. The suspect was shot by police. In New York, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine was robbed of $750,000 in jewelry and had to go to the hospital with minor injuries. Police are still investigating. And finally, in recall news, Ritz cracker products have been recalled. They can make you sick. The Ritz cracker sandwiches and the Ritz bits. The full list is online. Take them back for a full refund.
Caleb in Austin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. You good?
Good. Oh, man, I'm doing great just driving in this Austin traffic. Got about 25-minute drive left. Man, I just wanted to shout out to y'all real quick. Man, Bobby, I've been listening to you for a long time, since like 2002, whenever you were DJing on 96.7 Kiss FM at night.
Yeah, I was just an idiot kid. Now I'm an idiot adult.
Long time ago, man. Yeah, I've been with y'all for a long time back, you know, Lunchbox harassing people in Zilker Park and, you know, all through Amy's stuff and everything. Man, I just wanted to give a shout out and say you guys are doing awesome. Keep up the great work. Such a positive notion to the morning. So.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for hanging out with us for so long, because at times we can be wearing. We can grind on you a little bit. You know, and I hope overall we're good for you. But we're humans. Sometimes I come in grumpy.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes I come in a great mood. We just try to be as human as possible. But thank you for that call. I was reading this. This guy breaks the world record for slicing watermelons on his stomach.
Ooh.
Yeah, what?
So he sliced 26 watermelons on his stomach in 1 minute. There's basically, he would lay watermelons on his stomach, take a machete, and slice the watermelon.
Oh, wow.
Now.
And not cut himself.
Right. But the thing is, someone's going to try to break this and end up stabbing themselves.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So but, should we try it?
Well, when Lunchbox comes back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, but not only does he have this record, he now holds the world record for the most world records.
So he's done other things.
A lot of things. He holds the Guinness World Record for the most world records. He thinks he's in there 750 times.
Wow.
In the Guinness Record
That's
book.
Quite the accomplishment.
But does it pay? It seems like you're dedicating a lot of your time to something that doesn't have any sort of pay.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
But someone's going to try to beat that watermelon when it stabbed himself. That's my prediction there here on a Monday morning. Raymundo works in the glass room, and he always knows the secrets. You know how blind items happen in some of these big newspapers? What are you calling this, Raymundo?
This is Raymundo's Country Music Secrets.
Okay. Okay.
Raymundo's Country Music Secrets.
All right, so you're going to tell us something but not tell us who it is?
Yeah, exactly.
And this has happened with somebody in country music?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
All right, so this music artist apparently does karaoke. That's cool. Yeah. It's really neat when a country music artist goes and does karaoke locally. Well, apparently he does it the same night every week, and he'll go up to the same bar and do the same three songs, and usually he's had a couple to drink, so it doesn't sound that great, but he still goes and does it every single week, karaoke at this bar, and then also cuts the line.
The cuts the line thing. Because the restaurant, I'm like, what's the problem? Oh, he cuts the line?
Doesn't even list his name down. He'll jump ahead of some people. Go sing.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of...
But I can't tell you who it is.
Wow, that's a Raymundo country music secret. Wow.
Raymundo's country music secrets.
Oh, you have another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the same person?
Same exact person.
Whoa!
So a friend went to the show of this country artist, and the person was performing. And after the performance, was at the bar, grabbing a drink. And so my friend went up to him and said, "Hey, is there any way that I can get a picture with you? It'd be so awesome. You're my favorite. I love you. Can I get a picture?" And he said, "Not while I'm ordering a drink." Wow. So my friend sat, waited for a second, asked again, "Hey, can I get a picture with you?" And he goes, "Nope." And that was it. No picture given to my friend that went to their concert to see that person because they were ordering a drink.
And this same person cuts in line at karaoke.
Wow.
Wow. And do you want to tell us who it is?
I can't.
Oh, why?
Because it's country music secrets.
Oh, yeah.
Raymundo's country music secrets.
Wow. Huh. That's a thing, huh?
Who is it?
We're not going to speculate out loud.
No.
I feel like I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mouth it. Just mouth it. Oh, yeah, that's exactly who it is. Yeah. That's exactly who it is. Yeah. And that's a Raymundo country music secret.
Raymundo's country music secret.
It's like a blind item. Eventually it'll come out, or you can guess, or whatever. But I guess we can't share. That's the rule of this segment?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like the time we found out that one country singer was parking in a handicap spot.
Oh, man. I let him have it, too, without ever saying who it was. Yeah, there you go. I don't know if people like that segment or not, because we're just not really telling them anything. Just the events surrounding it. Yeah, but good story.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. Thomas Rhett said he's dreamt about touring with Kenny Chesney since he was 19 years old, and he has already learned so much by being on tour with him. Congratulations are in order for Lauren Elena and her longtime boyfriend Alex. They are engaged. Raylan released a new single called Tailgate. It's all about some young lovers whose romance involves a favorite truck. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Over to Morgan number two.
So Rick Allen fell while he was on a hike by himself in the Himalayas. And some people were worried about him and decided to put a drone up in the air to find him. And the drone found him and saw that he was injured. So the other climbers went up to save him, gave him some food, and got him warm, and he's okay.
How about those drones?
Yeah.
Going places that we can't go faster than we can get there.
Oh, it's amazing. I need to get me one.
I want to go hiking alone in the Himalayas. You know, that doesn't sound good. Hiking the Himalayas does, but hiking alone in the Himalayas, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Good thing for drones.
Yeah, good thing for drones. You know, drones, if people are drowning, they've been able to fly life preservers out to people and drop them.
I love it.
They're also spying on us.
Yeah, and they're also delivering pizzas, I think, right? We're working on it, at least.
Sometimes.
So, I like that, though. Saved his life. That drone saved that dude's life.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This one comes to you from Harlingen, Texas. A man thought about robbing a bank, so what did he do? He put a heavy flannel on, a wool ski mask, and walks in the bank. Well, it's 100 degrees outside, so the security guard looks at him and says, "You don't wear that on a hot day like this." So he shut the doors down. They arrested the guy.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, not a smart dude.
He puts on all his winter apparel in the middle of summer. Isn't that your hometown?
Yeah, well, that's where I'm from, the Valley, South Texas, baby. Bonehead.
I mean, and, you know, shout out to the security guard for going,
"Wait a second, you don't wear that when it's 100 degrees outside."
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, one of the things we've been talking about for the last few months is Amy has a 7-year-old son. He's adopted from Haiti. He goes to a school where there are a lot of other kids who either aren't from America or not English first speaking. Is that what it is?
No, like none of them are from America.
None of them are from America.
Yeah. I mean, they're the first generation that's going to speak English.
And so he has this girlfriend, and he's had her for how long?
Man, wow. Probably been here probably 3 months, 4 months.
Solid.
And her name's Gladys. Right. And we've debated on the show whether or not Gladys is real. Because Gladys is like an American old woman lady in my mind. You know? I've never met a Gladys. And so Amy's daughter does not think Gladys is real. Amy's torn. How do we feel in the room? Because Amy finally has an answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we finally have an answer to is Gladys real? Morgan number two, what do you think?
Definitely think she's real.
You think Gladys is real?
Yeah.
Eddie?
I have no reason to not believe her son. Gladys is a real person and his girlfriend for 3 months.
I'm going to say that I did not think Gladys was real. I'd like to say it right now is that I did not think Gladys was real. Amy, what did you think before you found out? If you had to put money on it.
Oh, I mean, I thought she was fake.
Yeah, I thought she was fake.
Come
too.
On, closure.
Hey, Raymundo, real or fake?
I say real.
Okay.
He's got a lot of details about her.
Okay. And so, Amy, how'd you find out, by the way?
Well, my husband had a meeting with our kid's school. And, I mean, that was like at the top of the list.
Come on.
he wanted to ask if Gladys was real,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he had to find out. I mean, it was things like, you know, how's their English progressing? How's their reading? What level are they at now? What should we do for next, you know, in the fall when they start back at school? Where are we going to be? But it was like, first question. So let me ask you about Gladys.
Because at one point, didn't your son get in trouble for trying to take a picture of her in class to show you?
Yes, because we gave him such a hard time because my daughter would laugh and we'd be like, she's fake, she's fiction, she's fiction, she's not real. And so then he took his tablet to school, which he's not supposed to do, and then he got in trouble for trying to take her picture, which you're not supposed to have your tablet out taking pictures of people. So yeah, I mean,
he didn't get a picture, though.
He didn't get a picture, but he got in trouble at school because he had his tablet. Right. And then when we got home and we were like, you know, you can't take your tablet out at school. What were you doing? And he said, I was trying to take a picture of Gladys.
Because you guys have been torturing him. Okay.
Yes.
Come on.
And now, after all these months, Amy, is Gladys real?
She's real, y'all.
Yeah! I knew it!
She's so real, and I feel so bad because we have made fun of him a lot. Like,
guys.
Half of the past however long, 4 months, like, you know, at dinner time, that's at least a third of the conversation. How was school today? How was this?
And she's
How's
real.
How's Gladys?
And where's Gladys from?
She's from South America. Well, that's what he says. I don't think
you have to believe him, though.
Origin.
We have to believe him now.
Everything he says, you have to believe.
Yeah.
So Gladys is. Do you know anything else about her?
No, but I'm curious to find out more. I do know that she wasn't in summer school, so that's why he's been talking about her less and less. So we'll see what happens when school starts back up.
Well, we can close that chapter.
All right.
Gladys is real. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now, time for a Never Gonna Get It. 10% of women say this is the sexiest profession for a man. Ooh. So, you know, it's not half of women, but 10% of women
10?
Say this is the sexiest profession for a man. So, obviously, it's not a fireman. That's probably more.
Yeah.
Right. Pilot. More.
10% of women say this is the sexiest profession for a man.
You can also hop on and call in, and if you get it, we'll give you a book. 877-77-BOBBY. Call in. Okay, let's go to Amy. You can spoil the game right now. 10% of women say this is the sexiest profession for a man. Go ahead.
Plumber.
A plumber, she says.
Okay.
All right. Get that crack. Check out movies. The crack on him. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Show me a plumber. No. Amy said plumber. So what's the sexiest profession? Because some women, 10%, say this is it. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, what do you think?
It.
Go ahead.
I got it. Fishing boat captain.
A fish.
Hit me.
What's wrong with you?
Hit me. Sexy man.
No, I mean, I'm not saying they're not.
Okay.
That's just, it's a lot of it. What's that show called?
Catch.
Oh, yeah. Deadliest catch.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy in North Carolina.
Hi.
What you got?
I was thinking a construction worker.
Mm. Ooh.
For sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's probably more than that, but that's not it, though. Probably get muscles. Hey, Morgan, number two, you want a shot at this or no? 10% of women say it's the sexiest profession for a man. Go ahead.
A farmer.
Ooh. All right. No. Hey, Josh in Ohio, go ahead.
How about a nurse?
I can see where women would like that. Guy in scrubs, knows what he's doing. Amy didn't. She was being very sexist with her response in her face.
Sorry.
Yeah. You guys couldn't see that because it's radio, but
listen,
she had a sexist face response.
I know there's amazing male nurses out there. I just have been around a lot of nurses the last 4 weeks, and they've all been women.
Yeah. I just know your face went, ew.
Because I didn't see a hot nurse.
The answer is a UPS driver. There you
go. Oh. I got asked out by one of those once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For my job, like he would deliver packages to my office, and then one day he was like, want to go to lunch? I think he actually left flowers on my desk, and I didn't know who they were from, and then finally found out they were from him, and we ended up going to lunch. And then everyone at my work, like for weeks, I got, hey, Amy, what can the brown do for you? Hey, Amy, how's this package?
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Well, what was the deal, though? How'd that
we
turn
just
out?
Went to lunch.
Yeah?
That one time.
Did you get drive truck?
I didn't.
With the doors
no,
open?
No, we met. We
no
met.
No doors, dude.
We met at Quiznos.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I love Quiznos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's your answer. UPS driver, no winner today. Thank you, though.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A had a baby in the bathroom. This person had a baby in the bathroom. You see that?
I did. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. So they've given the baby free Chick-fil-A for life.
And a job.
And a job at age 14.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Set up.
I mean, yeah, but do you want to have a baby in the bathroom of a Chick-fil-A in exchange for it?
It's not ideal.
Yeah. Robert Griffin was rushing Maggie Griffin to the hospital. She began having contractions. They attempted a quick pit stop because she needed to go to the bathroom, and then when they got in there, she had the baby. Wow. So they said, hey, we got you. Free Chick-fil-A for all your kids' life.
Amazing.
Gracelyn Griffin was born Tuesday, and both the mother and baby are resting comfortably at a local hospital.
Oh.
Why didn't Lunchbox do this? Like, go stop at a place?
I know.
And just have it in the bathroom.
What was he thinking? Going to the hospital, doing it the right way?
One of our old interns, Random Kid Cody, he posted on Twitter that if he got 1,000 retweets, that his wife would let him wear the Greatest Showman tuxedo at the wedding.
Okay.
I think it's close to 1,000. Hey, Morgan, number two, look that up. And you can go over to the Bobby Bone Show Twitter. You can see we've retweeted that. But it's this big, goofy P.T. Barnum tuxedo. And right now it's at 1,013 retweets.
Oh,
like,
so
it just
made it.
Hit it. Yeah, just keep retweeting it, though, just so she didn't back out of it.
Yeah.
It's the biggest circus tuxedo you could possibly wear.
Yeah, I love it.
She said 1,000, but no, you don't. You don't. You wouldn't want him to wear it at the wedding.
I love that he got 1,000 retweets. No, they're the kind of couple, I think, that can handle that. Like, I mean, it fits them.
If it's your wedding, you would let your husband do that.
Maybe.
There's this woman who saved the baby in the car. She thought it was a baby doll at first, and then she called 911. It's always a weird thing where if you see something in a car, you wonder, man, do I break the window? Do I call 911? Like, that's a split-second thing. This woman, Jessica, was walking past a car in the parking lot. It was in Florida. She thought she saw a doll in the back seat. Then she's like, let me look at that doll again. She took a closer look. It was a baby sitting in the 93-degree heat at 3 in the afternoon. Windows rolled up. Man, why in the world would they even be there? After 24 minutes, she called 911. The baby boy's mother, Megan Burgess, came back to her vehicle, frantically asking, is he okay? She calls 911, and they came and got the baby. I mean, but that's a thing where you wonder, do I really call 911? Do I break the window?
Well, we've heard the story before where someone breaks the window and it happens to be a baby doll, not a real baby. But they were still, I mean, still, you never know. You have to, yes, you have to break the window.
For me, I think it's more of a dog thing. I think I would see more dogs in the back of cars than I would a baby. When do you ever see a baby in the back? You ever see a baby in the car?
That's why sometimes people think it's a baby doll. They're like, no way this can be real.
I just walk around looking for baby dolls to break, to have reason to break windows. Ah, that was a baby.
Sorry about that. I just don't even look into the windows of cars.
Yeah, I don't either. Once I was doing my hair a little bit because I had a thing, and I was looking in the window.
Oh,
and yeah. I was like fixing my hair because it was a tinted window, and I looked a little closer. Someone was in the window staring right back at me.
Oh,
like wondering why you're looking at my car fixing your hair. It was like one of those two-way mirror type situations. So yeah, the sheriff posted a video on Facebook describing the event. So we avoided disaster. Thank the good Lord for a good Samaritan. But why would you leave your baby? Like, what's the reason?
Well, I mean, we've heard of people that aren't used to driving their little one around at certain times, and they just get out of the car and forget. Like, maybe if they're not... There was a story, I think, out of Austin, maybe, where a guy wasn't used to taking the baby with him to work or was supposed to drop the baby off somewhere, and it wasn't part of his daily routine, and he totally forgot and went in to work. And the baby was in the back.
And I wonder if the move is, if you have to leave the baby, do you keep the windows rolled down? Because then someone might steal the baby.
I don't know.
I don't think you ever have to leave the baby.
No, That's just a rule. Don't leave the baby.
Yeah.
I was reading a story about the most popular names of 2018. So, what is today? July 23rd? So far this year, these are the top names. For girls, Olivia is number one. Amara. Cora. Isla and Charlotte. All four of those names end in us. Olivia, Amara, Cora, Isla. I don't even know where these are from.
I know. I can't think of what is making them popular.
Olivia. And the boys, Atticus. These are, what, are hip, all these all hipster babies? Atticus, Milo.
Milo.
Jasper.
Ooh, I like Jasper.
Yeah, but it's like cool right now. It's like too cool of a name.
I still like it.
Jack and Asher.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the old school names are coming back, like Theodore, Oscar, Henry. Some of these sound like Star Trek names, though. Declan.
Oh.
Oh, no. How is that a pie?
Interesting.
I don't know anybody named that.
My grandpa was Theodore.
Yeah, it's an old school name. I had a friend that was a real grouch. His name was Oscar.
Did he live in a trash can?
He did. Yeah. You know him?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah. He lives on that street. What's it called?
Sesame.
That's it.
Lunchbox comes in. And again, we'll find out. I don't know what he named his boy. Do you, Eddie?
No, I have no idea.
Because we were tipped off that he was having a boy.
Yep.
So we knew, and we admitted on the air.
Yes, we did.
That we knew, but the rest of them didn't. Morgan, number two, do you know what the baby's name is?
No, I have no idea.
He's kept it on lock. Has anyone been up to the hospital? Because he's kind of kept all locked out of there, too.
Yeah, no. Okay. No invite.
Because I've been gone for 4 days, 5 days. And I didn't know if any of you guys went up there.
Mm-mm.
I know Amy has, and Amy just got back in town this weekend.
I'm back, so no lunchbox baby yet.
I wonder if he bring. I guess he can't bring it in. Huh?
I know. I thought of that too.
Surprises.
No, I think the baby's still at the hospital.
Yeah, I guess you're right, huh?
In the NICU.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. Lunchbox will be in just a bit here. Amy, how's your weekend? Good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was so great to see the kids because I hadn't seen them in over 10 days.
Yeah, Amy's dad's been sick, so she's been at the hospital in Texas, and so you come home when?
Saturday night. So then yesterday was my first full day with kids. Like Saturday night basically was, they picked me up at the airport, got in sort of late, and then we went home and all piled up together and watched a quick movie, but all fell asleep watching it.
What'd you watch?
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Is 3 coming out? Is that why you watched 2? I think 3's about to come out, right?
I think it's out now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's in theaters.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. The kids got to pick, and that's what they wanted, and of course, they love it. And in the, I guess there's a scene where he goes, blah, 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 and that's all my kids say now.
Because of that?
I start talking and they go, blah, 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 blah. Wow. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Willie Nelson is releasing a tribute album to Frank Sinatra on September 14th called My Way.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that bass?
Lingered there.
The upright.
To touch your hair.
Willie's still making music, man. All right, what else you got?
So Sam Hunt released the music video for his single Downtown's Dead. He can be seen in the video riding a motorcycle in Mexico.
Downtown's dead without you.
Downtown's dead in Mexico. You better be careful.
That's tricky.
Man, I thought it was New Mexico. Yeah. I was like, no way, he's in Mexico.
Wow. He's in Mexico?
Yep. Wow.
Oof. All right, what else?
Congratulations are in order for Lauren Elena and her longtime boyfriend Alex. They are engaged.
Yeah. Look at them. Yeah, we know them. You know, we forget how young Lauren Elena really is. Because I'm friends with Lauren. And she's 22?
I think
something
so, yeah.
Something like that. But, she, you know, she won American Idol when she was... Or she, did she win or finish second? Whatever the case, it was like she was 16.
She didn't.
Second,
she
right?
should have.
Scotty McCurry won. Those two are still around. Look at those two. All right, there you go. Is that it, Morgan number two?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Thank you very much.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
An auto shop owner named TJ Crossman is about to give away a car to a person in need. It's the fourth car that he's given away. Every year, the last couple years, he's done this. He's accepting nominations now. He's been motivated to give back since he survived a bout with cancer 15 years ago. And so what he does is he collects parts, old car, and then he kind of rebuilds it and then gives it to somebody.
Wow.
Amazing.
Like over the year, he spends his time doing this. Isn't that crazy? That's good. That's what I'm talking about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. Do you really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I should probably chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, aka Web Girl Morgan, aka Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call it when two oranges rub together?
What do you call it when two oranges rub together?
Pulp friction.
Hey.
That was the Morning Corny.
I believe Lunchbox is out. We're treating him as a guest today. At least till he gets in here. I think he's sitting
in the
green room. Yeah, he's here.
In the green room.
Hey, is he here?
He's here.
The green room slash my office slash the storage unit slash... let's bring the guy in here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome him in. First time he's been in studio since he had the baby, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him. What are you saying, Raymundo? There he is. Ta-da!
Yay!
Look at this guy.
Dad.
What up, buddy?
What up?
You tired? Here, grab a chair.
Oh, man.
What's it been like the last, week or so?
It's been a crazy emotional roller coaster.
Lunchbox just had a baby. If you're new to the show, or if you've been gone a couple weeks, Lunch had his baby, Tuesday last week?
Last Tuesday.
So he has baby. First baby, Lunch is 30, about to be 30.
I'll be 37.
Yeah. So you have that baby. So what's up? I don't even know what to ask you. I haven't talked to you in a few days.
Baby's 6 weeks early. And so, I mean, we have nothing prepared. We don't have a diaper bought. We don't have anything. Like, we are so unprepared. So we go to the hospital, have the baby. And the baby, we checked out of the hospital one day, Thursday night. And so we just all weekend, we just go up and visit the baby because the baby's still in the NICU.
Is it weird to go home with the baby still out there?
Oh, man, it is. It is the hardest thing in the world.
Whew.
I mean, it's hard because you go visit and it's just not something you get used to, because you're like, okay, they're going to feed the baby at 11 a.m. and change its diaper. So at 11 a.m., you got to be there, or you want to be there so you can change the diaper. And it's not like you get to hold it and change the diaper. It's in the little, I don't even know what you call it, a box, an incubator thing. And you reach your hands through the holes and you change the diaper through the holes.
Are there like gloves, or is it, can you really put your hands through the
holes?
No,
you put your hands through. You have to wash, scrub up. Like you scrub up to the elbows when you walk in, and they have brushes and stuff, so you clean under your nails. And he has wires all over him, so it's really hard to change the diaper, and it's... It's hard to see the tubes up the nose, and said I wasn't going to cry. And the wires all over him, and so you got to be careful to not put the wires under the diaper and things like that. And, you know, you get to take his temperature by taking the thermometer and sticking it under his armpit.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, that's, and then you just... You can talk to him. Like, I've read him books.
What book?
The Bear's Loose Tooth.
Love that one.
And Goodnight Moon.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, that I one. Love I know that one from Friends. Isn't that what Joey reads on Friends?
I don't know.
And so I just read them over and over, and you talk to him and just tell him what you've done throughout the day, and like talking about how the dogs are excited to meet him. And
who's he look like? Anyone yet?
Yeah, he has my eyes, he has my wife's lips, and he's starting, like, his hair is starting to look like mine, like where it's starting to stand up, like when I was born, and he had a full head of hair, which is pretty cool. He's got really long fingers, though. I don't know who that has, but yeah, it's crazy. And I just can't wait to hold him some more. Because I've only got to hold him one time. For 30 minutes. And it's hard because he has wires. So you have to hold him close to the incubator thing. And we just have to get... He has belly rubin, which causes jaundice. And so he's under a blue light and a blanket that is supposed to get that moving, and the more he goes to the bathroom, the more that comes out, and, you know, then that's when you can hold him more and things like that. So that's just what we're waiting on.
So they think he's going to be healthy, though?
Yeah, I think he's going to be healthy. They think he's going to be good. They say everything checks out good. His heart sounds good. His lungs sounds good, and he cries, but he doesn't have tears. I guess the tear ducts aren't developed yet because he came early, so he doesn't have any tears. He just... like a little soft cry, but that's good because that's good for the lungs. So you want him to cry, which is weird because you usually don't want him to cry, but I'm like, cry, dude, cry, cry, cry. So yeah, it's just, that's what it's been like. It's just, and it's very, like, you get very excited when you go to see him and you're there and you hang out for an hour, hour and a half, whatever. And then when you leave, it is just like an emotional flush. You're just so exhausted, like it's so tiring, and it's hard, and that's it. That's what we've been doing. I mean, that's my life.
Have you named him?
No.
You still
still no.
Wait,
that's okay though. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
What do you call him?
Baby.
Why don't you just name him that?
Well, I want to call him Early. Because I think that's kind of funny. And
Earl Lee.
Oh, that's funny.
Because he was 6 weeks early. It's kind of funny. And my wife doesn't like that. And I said, okay, how about Ace? And she goes, he doesn't look like an Ace. He looks more like a Jackson.
Oh, she has something in mind then.
Totally.
If she's going, he looks like a Jackson, then she wants to name him Jackson.
And like, we had Cameron Avery picked out for, because it was boy or girl. But then when she saw him, she's like, he doesn't look like a Cameron. And I don't know that anybody looks like anything until you name them something, then they look like that, so there's no name yet.
When do you have to have the name?
I guess when he leaves the hospital, but I mean...
There's, no rush then, right?
Right, I mean, there's no rush. I mean, and there's no... I mean, we have not been given any kind of, like, oh, he'll be out this Friday or he'll be out next Monday. It's just wait and see how he does and responds to everything. And so we just kind of take it day by day.
How's your wife?
My wife's good. She's tired because she has to get up every 3 hours and pump.
Oh, wow.
Because...
Oh, yeah.
She pumps because he's on a three-hour feeding schedule, so every 3 hours she has to pump to get her body used to it, and then she stores it in the fridge, and then every time we go up there, we take it, and that's what they feed him through the little IV, and he's up to 1 ounce per feeding, which is sounds like not a lot, but I guess that's a lot for, I mean, he's getting his stomach used to it, so it's just crazy. Like, I'm like, 1 ounce? How does he survive on 1 ounce? But... he's kicking, and like it's cool to see him squirm and move his arms and kind of punch the air and kick the air. And I've changed one poopy diaper. And
how's that?
Oh, it's fine. It's great. I mean, I've never been more excited about poop in my life.
You've often said that all babies are ugly when they come out.
I mean, he kind of looks, I mean, I'll say he looks like an alien a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying what you used to say.
Yeah, I mean, but he's my alien, so of course I think, oh, he looks so awesome. But I mean... when they turn off the blue light for a minute when you're changing the diaper, I'm like, because the blue light, you can't really see his features. And I'm like, yeah, he kind of looks like an alien. But he'll grow out of it. And he's going to be a stud. I mean, I just know it.
What does that mean to you, a stud?
I mean, he's going to be like his dad. I mean, he's got high expectations.
Are you a stud?
Yeah.
How come we didn't know this?
I have no clue.
Why have we not known Lunchbox is a stud?
Still didn't know that.
So, yeah. That's it. So I'm just waiting for him to come home, like...
You go up today?
Yeah, I go up every day.
I'm sorry if you've already said this and I missed it, but have they given you a timeline of when?
No. Because at first, when he was first born, they said a week, and that would be tomorrow, and he's not close to coming home.
Yeah.
Could you just grab him and leave if you wanted to?
No.
Oh, you could?
No.
Like, legally?
No.
Don't say no. I'm like, legally, if it's your baby, could you just grab him and go home?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know about that. I don't think so. Because they're medical professionals, and but I don't know. Because do you have? I don't know. I that's a question.
I guess if you have your own incubator at home and all the
who doesn't
wires,
though? Right?
You guys have your own.
Yeah. Maybe
a sleeping one. What are you talking about?
I guess.
All right, Lunchbox is back here. Going to catch up on that. He had a baby. Brought his laptop. He's gonna stay for a bit. Right?
Yeah, I'm here to work, man.
He's here to work.
That's what I do.
Make that money.
All right. We'll come back in a second. Bobby Bones. If you're at a baseball game, Lunchbox, and there's a ball coming towards you, and you're an adult, but there's a kid near you, do you let the kid have the ball or do you go for it?
No, you go for it.
Even as an adult?
Even as an adult. Because let's say as an adult, it's your first game ever. You're a lifelong whatever fan.
But you're an adult though, right?
I understand that. But everybody has that same excitement. When you go to a ball game, you're like a little kid. You see a ball, you want the ball, you've never had one. It's your first time at a game.
Okay, fair, but do you then give the ball to a kid?
No, the kid will enjoy it so much more if they earn it. Why is it always kids first? Adults are fans too. Adults pay for tickets just like them.
Okay, so the video, this is a Cubs game, and the ball's hit. And there's a kid trying to get the ball, and the dude trying to get the ball. Did you see the video?
Yeah, the first base coach picks it up and tosses it towards the kid.
Right.
The kid misses it.
Okay. But you know he was aiming for the kid.
Yes.
Okay, I understand that. And it rolls under a couple rows of seats, and the guy bends down and picks it up.
He should have given it to the kid.
No! Mm-hmm. Hey, catch it in the glove, bud!
Hey, the kid's like six.
Okay.
All right.
And make it a souvenir for somebody. Will Venable was still playing in this game 2 years ago.
There you go. And a little commentary about nothing.
Venable, huh?
But yes, and the guy held it up and he cheered and he handed it to his wife and the little kid went, like he was going to cry. But he got an autographed baseball.
There you go. That happened. Let's see, Morgan number two went to see Shania Twain this weekend.
Yes, it was amazing.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah?
I fangirled so hard.
Okay, here is live from Morgan number two at Shania Twain. Are these just all clips from your phone? Here's
yes.
live, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we can just put the radio version on.
Yeah.
How'd she sound?
Oh,
was so good. Like, she never skipped a beat.
Okay, here's the thing about concerts, and I watched your Insta stories. Like two of them on Insta story of a live concert.
Oh.
After about two, you just skip through them.
It's too much?
It's just too much.
Didn't you do a PSA once saying three's the limit?
I should have if I didn't.
I think you did because you were on your way to see somebody and you're like, I'm going to a concert tonight. And here's the thing.
Well, no? It's just if somebody's posting a lot of videos from the concert, just one or two, we know you're there. Show a cool song. It's your feed. You can do whatever you want. But just know that we're skipping through.
Just know that we're
just
swiping.
Just know we're like,
we're moving on.
I'm out of here. It was good, huh?
Yes.
Time of your life?
Yeah, seriously. Like,
best
probably
of your life?
The best concert ever now. Tops my list.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you love her so much or because it was just a perfect time?
Mix of both. Like, at one point, she was like, I recognize some of you. You guys were really young when you came to my first concert, and that was me 20 years ago. I was 4 years old.
She recognized you. Really?
Yeah, it was
four?
Me. You went at four?
Yeah.
To Shania Twain. That was my first concert. Yep.
You don't remember that, though.
I remember her concert. She touched my hand with her leopard print.
No
she had
chance.
Red lipstick on. I remember the moment.
4 years old, you remember it.
Yes. And she obviously remembered Morgan, number two.
Your parents didn't remind you of that later, and that's why you remember it?
That happens. Bobby told us.
Yeah, remember.
Memories of your childhood. Or
you hear stories and see pictures, so you start to think that you remember.
I'm trying to think of if I remember anything from being four.
I'm giving you a hard time, but you probably don't remember. Yeah. Like, I remember nothing before five. I don't have any memories. And obviously, if I can't do it, no one else can, right? Is that how this works?
No, I thought you remembered coming out of your mom's vagina.
I just remember the light. Yeah, that's all I remember.
Just the light.
Morgan, number two, anything else you'd like to say about the show?
Nope.
It was just amazing?
Yep, just...
Who'd you go with?
Indescribable. Hillary, our phone screener, and Morgan, number one, was also there. Any man of
mine. Did you get a cell phone?
What?
Is that cell phone audio?
Did you meet her?
No, I didn't. We just kind of showed up right when she started. I was eating a pretzel when she came on stage.
Oh,
good for you. Good
great for memory.
All right, maybe she did remember that. She's very vivid with her storytelling. What's your boyfriend? He didn't go?
No, he's not back yet.
He's still living in Wisconsin?
Yep.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
He should be back soon. I'm excited.
You guys are moving in together?
That's the plan.
Wait, hold on. When's he moving back? What do you mean that's the plan?
In August.
Okay, so today's 23rd.
Soon.
A week, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's the plan, meaning that's happening?
Yeah, that's happening.
And he's moving in with you?
Yes.
And he's going to pay rent?
Yep.
You had the
Halvesies.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Halves on all the bills?
Yep.
Or are you taking different bills each other?
Nope, halvesies on everything.
But you're going to have to run that roost.
Wow.
Why?
Well, it's her house. It's her bills. Like, she's the one that has all the information.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, you know this, right? Like, what if he doesn't pay a bill?
Ooh, good question.
Is he going to Venmo you? Or?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Like, write you a check? How's this going to work?
It's going to be Venmo.
So he's just going to send it to you. But what if he's late?
I'm not worried about that. He's super responsible. So.
But what if he's late?
Does he have a good job?
Yeah. He's coming back from working and everything's going to go as planned.
Why do I feel like I have the perception that he's... This is me just being honest, but why do I feel like he...
Not real?
I know that he's real, but like maybe he doesn't have a good job or he's not responsible. Why do I feel that way? Is anybody else not?
Not at all.
No.
Actually,
whose furniture?
It's mine. I mean, it's still.
See, everything's like, I don't know. I just feel.
You feel like she's sugar
mama? I'm protective
mama?
Of Morgan,
Are
number
you the,
two.
Do you make more than he does?
No.
Do y'all talk about
We're
that?
About the same, yeah.
Oh, y'all know? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, oh, wow, you know how much each other make?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How much does he make?
No?
Not sharing that.
Oh. So, Morgan, number two, you are 24,
mm-hmm.
and he's...
24.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What does he care about?
Sports.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you guys talk... Like, what's your thing in common? Everybody has something in common.
Oh.
What do you guys bond over?
Just... Like, genuinely, both of us love to just laugh and have a good time.
Well, who doesn't love to laugh
well,
and have a good time?
They both work out.
I was
out.
Thinking, I've never met anyone that doesn't love to laugh and have a good time.
Some people are.
I was asking a lot of people this way, like, do you love to laugh? Everybody said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we like to adventure together. We like to go do a lot of things. We like to be active and we like hikes and working out and just doing things. We don't like to sit around a lot.
Is he romantic?
Yeah, very.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Wow, are you?
Yeah.
Are you receptive to romance?
Yes. I love it. I mean, he'll send me lunch, like, occasionally since he's been gone, just kind of on a whim or...
Like a Lunchable?
No.
No, like
Uber Eats, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're feeling pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I feel awesome.
Huh, look at you. Got a new roommate. /boyfriend, bills are going to go down. Like, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's like, all exciting.
That's less money they have to pay. And also, there's somebody you care about. That's cool, I guess. But look at you.
Do you feel like he's going to propose?
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, man.
Do you feel, yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it, but I think that'll be, like, down the road. Not quite yet.
Have you been to a ring store and said,
no.
Ooh, that's kind of what I like?
Would you ever propose to him?
No.
Oh, you should, though, because you're wearing the pants already. Like, for sure. Morgan number two is the boss in this relationship. He's moving into your place with your furniture, your bills.
Yeah, I just don't like this.
Well, it just kind of worked out that way. I think had it been flipped, it would have been the other way around. It just kind of worked out.
But
that was the best.
It wasn't flipped, though.
He's, like, thinking, got this.
Yeah, right. Lunchbox, how do you feel about the situation?
Man, I think that he is in a golden spot.
Oh,
she
wow.
is taking care exactly. of everything, and he just sits back and chills.
Wow. He's is he just going to chill on the couch?
He better have plans of proposal.
Oh, wow.
He's been
you
on
want
a six-month
that, right?
vacation, and wow. he's going to come back, and she's going to pay for rent and everything.
Does he have a job, Rob, when he comes back, Morgan number two?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. For sure. Yes, for sure.
Amy's a little skeptical of the whole thing.
I am.
I'm
he
not
wouldn't post about her on Instagram for like a year.
That's true. That's
How
true.
Long have you been together?
A year now. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Morgan number two, thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to see that it's all working in your direction.
Sorry, boyfriend, if you're listening. Just
He's going to Al Bundy and just get his underwear and chill on the couch. That's what Amy's thinking. All right. The Brady Bunch house is for sale. $1.9 million. Here's the story. Two bedrooms, three bathrooms. Listen, a lot of this is because it's the Brady Bunch house and where it is, too. But some people are all upset because they say if a developer buys it, they're going to tear the house down. They're like, you can't tear down the Brady Bunch house. Listen, if you tore the Brady Bunch house down, 99.99999% of us would never know.
Never.
Oh. We don't care.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't. Then who knows? People are all getting their butt hurt over this. There are things that really get your butt hurt about.
This I is thought not you'd want to preserve this.
What do I care?
You don't care. Okay.
These TV houses aren't even where they're filmed. They take a picture of the outside of it, like a Roseanne. They didn't film that. They're in Lanford.
That's true.
They took pictures of the house and then used them forever.
Dude, the one I was really mind blown about is the Cheers one in Boston. I'm like, that wasn't really the bar where they hung out in?
Of course not. They shoot it all in L.A. and the soundstage. Yeah, so they take all the pictures of outside the places and then they shoot it in soundstage.
Crazy, right, Lunchbox?
Tricky.
Wow.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch house, a traditional style residence near the Colfax Meadows neighborhood, was used for outdoor representation of the beloved television family's abode.
Okay. What about the backyard, though, where they played catch and stuff?
No, they didn't go back to the house and shoot that in the backyard.
Okay.
What about Breaking Bad? They filmed that at that house.
You know what?
I
think times are different with those kind because they did shoot that in New Mexico. So I don't know if they shot that in the house, but they did at least not shoot that on a soundstage.
Ooh,
so
okay.
That I don't know about. I do believe they probably shot a lot around that area,
that
if
so
not in the area.
Crazy. Full House.
No, they shot that on the stage.
Oh!
I went to the wrong Full House. Once.
They all look very similar.
Took a picture.
There is a $150.4 million Powerball ticket. And the guy found it. It was in his wallet for 2 weeks. You see the story,
goodness.
Lunchbox?
Yes. He didn't, like, he put the, he buys it, doesn't realize it, checks it, and he goes to the gas station. They're like, oh, you won more than $600. You have to go to the lottery office. So he's like, huh, wonder how much I won. He goes back to his house, checks the numbers, and he won $150 million.
Have you seen the viral video where the guy goes up to the gas station and has the ticket? And he's like, hey, I think I might have won something. And the woman's like, yeah, let me see that. And they're standing outside by the sign. And so they're looking at it. She's like, you won. Like, he wants like hundreds of millions. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's like one of my cousins. That's what it looks like. It's like, what? You won $150 million?
No.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah. But all I'm thinking in my head is get that ticket back. Like,
grab it.
Because they're all like passing it around looking at it. Like six of them.
Someone's running.
A Mega Million jackpot jumps to $493 million. After the latest drawing to win, no winner for the 22nd time in a row. They've had this thing, they've had this drawing 22 times.
Yeah,
no one's
I think since like May 6th or something like that, no one has won, so you better get ready. Tomorrow night.
That's when they're drawing?
That's the night.
Dude, think about all the things you could buy your kid.
Oh, trust me, I am investing in his future.
Okay, hold on, let me ask this question. Since you have a baby now, are you buying more lottery tickets or less?
More.
For him,
it's a bigger. I mean, there's more need to win now than there was before.
Mm,
so we're talking big money tomorrow night on those tickets. Money, money, money. Yeah.
But don't you think you should take that money and maybe invest it into something for him or put in a college fund?
And no matter what I do, if I win this lottery, I couldn't invest it and make that much money.
But you're not going to win.
See, if you go in with a loser's attitude...
No, that's not true. This is a luck thing. I can have any attitude.
That's called being a pessimist.
No.
Yeah.
My attitude does not affect the lottery.
Oh.
Maybe an athletic performance, maybe a performance of any kind that I'm doing, my attitude would affect. You're buying a ticket. You can go in, have any attitude, and get the same ticket.
Oh, get ready. I'm putting his birthday. I'm going to do one non-quick pick. It's going to be his birthday, and it's going to win. And it's like,
can you quit this job?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sit at home and just chill. Just be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I would make my couch out of $100 bills.
Oh, you would make... What about at the crib?
Oh, $100 bills.
Oh, why? $100 crib.
The toilet? $100 bills.
Wow. Mega Millions is at $493 million, and that is tomorrow night, you say?
Yep, tomorrow night.
There you have it, folks. He's going to invest all his kids' money into the lottery.
This guy's crazy.
It's the first time we've all been in the studio together in a long time. Lunchbox had a baby. He's back today. Amy's been in a studio in Texas because her dad's been sick, but she's back today. I'm here. The newest Uber scam is to watch out for vomit fraud. Now, by the way, Uber is a little app. Push the ooh, and a car comes to you.
Mm.
You know? And so if you throw up an Uber, they charge you $150. But the newest scam drivers are pulling is vomit fraud, where they claim you threw up, and they might even include fake photos when someone did and they saved them.
Oh. Sneaky.
And then if it does happen, you have to go through a long appeals process with Uber, but they charge you immediately.
And here's the problem: when you throw up in a car, you're usually intoxicated, and you probably don't remember what happened.
That's how they get you.
So you're probably like, you know what? Maybe I did.
Yeah. Oh man, that's so wrong.
Right?
Uber's one of the commercials too. The guy comes on and is like, "Hey, I'm the CEO of Uber, and we're real sorry." And you're like, "What'd you guys do?" I'm not quite sure what you did yet. He's like, "Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of trouble recently. We just want to say we're super apologetic." Well, what'd you do? And because of that, we're sorry and we're going to make it better. We'll see you next time. You're like, wait, what? And then next guy's like, hey, it's Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. We're real sorry. All the commercials are just people apologizing for things. I have no problem with things. Over to Morgan number two. Let's see what 24-year-olds care about today. What do 24-year-olds
care about? So the first trailer of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is out because of Comic-Con, and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, so this is a Harry Potter thing?
Yeah, so it takes place before the Harry Potter movies and books. It's like all about this guy who's Eddie Redmayne, and he is like this magical zoologist, essentially.
Wait, Lunchbox is laughing. Why would you?
Nerd alert. He's a magical zoologist.
But we all have nerd alerts. You love Teen Mom. Like, you love it.
Absolutely.
But we all think that's weird, but that's okay.
But did you hear her? She's like, it's before the books and before the movie.
Remember the time you went and met a Teen Mom and stood in line for how long?
Yeah, probably about an hour. Macy book out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
That's my point. We all have something that everyone else thinks that's odd that we're a little nerd alert about.
But when she started talking, did you not automatically start going, oh, this is dorky?
But that's her thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry he interrupted you, Morgan, number two.
You know, it's fine, but there's characters in it, Johnny Depp and Jude Law, which I think other people would be excited about.
I don't think they're characters. I think they're people.
They're actors, but they're characters in the movie.
Oh.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Did J.K. Rowling write this book, too?
Yes.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. So it's just all basically kind of a follow-up to Harry Potter, but really it's a prequel.
Maybe it's time I get into all this Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Yeah. It's new. It's sweeping the nation, folks. Yeah. What do 24-year-olds care about? You know what's nerdy but I really liked was that movie Ready Player One.
It was really good, wasn't it?
So Mike D watched it. He said it was good, but I need more than one review, right? And then Morgan number two comes in and goes, I like that Ready Player One. I said, what's it about? You have to be a nerd to really like it. I do feel like nerds will love it. The more nerdy you are, the more you'll love this movie because he's being an avatar type character. He's inside of a video game, basically. But Steven Spielberg did it. I thought it was really good. I watched it on the airplanes. I was traveling this weekend. But Ready Player One, yeah.
What, should I watch it?
Nah. You only have certain time with you, like to watch adult movies now because you're kids.
Oh, my kids. I thought my kids saw that movie. Didn't they not?
Maybe they. There's a lot of cartoon, but there's.
I don't know that
you would love it.
I'm going to ask them today.
Okay. Well, there you go. Morgan number two, thank you very much.
Yep.
Head over to the website, bobbybones.com. Anytime she does one of those, she puts up a story about it. Just click the tab right there.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a guy who's riding his mountain bike through Columbus, Georgia, when he saw a stray dog that seemed to have been hit by a car. Mm. The dog looked thin, had road rash, a broken leg. He stopped his bike ride, fed the dog, gave him water, and then gave the dog a lift on his bicycle into town. Ended up meeting up with a woman that then nursed the dog back to health and has now given the dog a home.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
They followed through with that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. That's a good one. I do love doggies, too. Yeah, there you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Last night, Amy and I were talking on the phone. I mean, we probably talked for an hour. I think I talked for about 5 minutes.
Oh, stop. That's
but
not true.
Oh, got her. No, there's what happened. And I put up just a vague tweet, but it...
Wait, you did? I didn't see it.
Amy details these incredibly long stories that it's just like streams to going off the main river. And then she comes back to the river. And then at the end of an incredibly long story, she goes, anyway, long story short. And I'm like, no, it's a long story
oh,
short.
Oh, that's what your tweet was about.
What? Oh, you didn't tag me.
No, because
so
I don't
good.
Want people to know about you. Till now.
Yeah. Till now. Okay, well, I realized when I said long story short, I should have said short story long.
Yeah, well,
I almost corrected myself.
With
but
Amy, you have to know that at least half hour is done if you get on the phone. I like talking to Amy. We had a good talk last night, and we just kind of caught up because she's been gone for a week, and I was gone for the past 4 or 5 days. I mean, I was working from, I went to Minnesota. And they sent me up. Work sent me up to speak at a radio convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And then we were just up there for 24 hours with nowhere to go because I had a show in Biloxi, a comedy show. And so Mike D and I just go out searching the world. We went to that Mall of America in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. How
was
that?
It's like any other mall.
It's not the biggest mall in the world?
It might be still, but you don't know. It's big. But if you go to, like, in Dallas or Houston, like, Galleria, those seem bigger.
Yeah, but isn't there, like, a roller coaster in there?
There is, but again, it's like the side of the road, you know, when they set up those quick...
Oh, Carnival?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mike, did you think the Mall of America was worth the hype?
Not really. Not as big as I was expecting.
We were just in a hotel, so we were both Googling, what is there to do in Minneapolis?
Oh, boy.
And so, the people were nice, but we went to... We started off at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
And then one of the members of the morning show on Dave Ryan's morning show, Fallon, picked us up because we just drove half an hour to go. We were so bored. We got into Uber and drove half an hour to take a picture of the Mary Tyler Moore statue.
I saw that. Really? You guys mm-hmm. went all the way out of your way to do that?
How long was the drive?
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
The world on with her smile. It's on my Instagram, but we're just taking pictures.
Yeah.
And so she met us there, and we went and ate at a restaurant, and then Mike and I went to a comedy show, because we were like, let's just see what's happening.
Like local
random?
Comedy?
It was a local club.
Okay.
Oh.
So we just went.
Did you all laugh?
Yeah. Some. Yeah. It was, what are you going to do?
Comics, were they good? Is it funny? Like.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was a fine show. Sure. Right. It was just a little club, and we went and had fun. That's it.
Talk about the girl you met?
What? You met a girl?
You met a girl at the comedy show?
I didn't meet a girl.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Come on,
we
let's
talked
go.
On the phone so long last
because
night, your phone died. You never even brought
yeah,
her
but
up.
You were talking the whole time. Amy.
Yeah. That's true. I told Amy, I said, hey, my phone's on 2%. And she's like,
eventually
well, let me tell you this
died.
Story. She's like, I was 7, right? And I'm like, whoa. But yes, my phone did die. I don't know
supposedly.
That I met a girl.
Well, he just said you did. Mike D
all
just said
sudden,
you did.
All of a sudden, Mike D's throwing me under the bus now. Somebody's getting a little too comfortable in the room.
Let's talk.
No. There was a... I don't even want to put this all out there.
Where is she? Where is she from? How
Minnesota,
did she appear?
Obviously.
No.
She was in town for the radio
airport?
Convention.
No. All things wrong. We'll just leave it at that. She was one of the comedians.
She was visiting... Wait,
she was?
What? And you... So how did you meet her if she's on stage like doing her thing?
I jumped on stage, obviously.
Were you like...
Is she a famous comedian?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Did you laugh extra?
No,
you,
okay. No. I didn't know anything who she was, right? We didn't. We didn't know anything. We're watching her, and I was like, oh, she's funny. And then while the last guy was performing, I just went and told her she was funny.
Good move.
And then?
Baller move.
I said, hey, you're really funny. And then I said, hey, after this, let's hop over there and get a drink.
What? You said that?
Y'all hung out after? Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, and then?
No, there's no and then.
Dude,
there's
your no confidence is awesome right now.
It's not.
Yes, let me see her Instagram.
No.
And then?
Relax. No, there's no and then.
Did you get that number?
And
there's,
then?
There's no and then. Yes, I did
get
number.
Oh, that's an and then.
Okay.
You said there was no
where
and then.
Where does she live?
Not here, so it's not. It's never going to be a thing.
But she's a traveling comedian?
You travel, she travels.
Exactly.
Y'all could open for each other.
No, she's way funnier than
y'all
I am.
Y'all could be Donnie and Marie.
Morgan number two, are you already stalking?
I saw you doing some flirting on Twitter, so no. I'm just looking
first,
at that.
Go back and
first of all, no, I'm done. Mike D, what's up?
Wait.
What's happening here on this show? I used to run this thing. This used to be my neighborhood.
Morgan number two, you got her up yet?
All right, we're done.
I knew there was something good because Mike D had a big smile on his face.
Mike D was waiting for that mic time. Well, so anyway, I went. We was fine. And then we went to Biloxi, and I did a comedy show, and the people there are insane, and it was great. And then that's it. Everybody's gathered around.
Was that the casino show? Did you do the casino show in Biloxi?
Yes.
Did you gamble?
She's cute.
No, I did not gamble.
Oh, okay.
I don't gamble. Dude, wow. I find no interest in gambling.
Well, you should.
Why? No.
Money. Yeah. Money, 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 money.
Why in the world would I take money that I've hard-earned money?
Yeah. And try to double it? Yeah, it's kind of dumb, huh?
But the odds are against you to double the money.
It's 50-50, dude.
Yeah. So went to the Golden Nugget in Biloxi. Let me say this, too, if I can have the indulgence of the room.
Oh, yes.
Can I have the indulgence of the room?
You learned
that in jury duty. I did. I only have like two shows that aren't sold out for the rest of the tour. It's Bakersfield and Washington, D.C. If people are selling these tickets at double prices, don't buy them. Let me just tell people.
Oh, yeah. Scalpers.
Don't buy them. I'm not that funny. I'm only kind of funny. And I do this comedy tour, and people come and they have a good time, I think. But if somebody's selling them for like $100, because they get scalped for $100, yeah. Don't buy them. Don't come. So that's happening in D.C. But you can come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. But yeah, D.C. and Bakersfield, right. The only two shows that are left. But that's it.
Thanks for indulging us.
Okay, no, I indulged. Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, Lunchbox.
Since yours are sold out, should they go see this girl?
Listen, I'm not trying to get her involved in any of this mess that we have here that's happening.
Look at this girl.
I'm on her Instagram.
Oh, you found her Instagram?
Yeah, I
good
did.
Job.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, stalkers, yeah. Man.
Oh, let me see if she made it onto her stories.
Let me alone.
Oh, she's finally home. She's exhausted. She's ready to sleep.
Is she really funny?
She's way funnier than, she's way better at comedy
than
I am.
Her bio is, I say funny things out loud, sometimes in front of people.
All
right. Sounds like Bones.
There
exactly.
You go. Most of the time, not in front of people, though.
Okay. And comment say, I heard you met my friend
no,
Bobby.
No, don't do that. Don't do any of that.
Oh, God.
All right. Yeah, see, that's why I can't have good things, right? Danielle Bradbury's birthday today. She's a friend of ours. Because I'm worth it. She's only 22. She won The Voice when she was 16.
Wow.
So we've known her for a while. So she's 22. Here are things that people her age, or even Morgan number two's age, who's 24, they probably don't get. I'll run you through this. By the way, happy birthday to Danielle Bradbury. If you're listening, Danielle, happy birthday. Morgan number two, when you wanted to talk on the phone back in the day, did you have to? We had to stand near a wall or a plug. Did you have phones with cords or no?
Not that I can remember. No.
Wow. Wow.
That's terrible.
So you never had a phone that had the windy, the wrappy cord on it?
Yeah. Telephone wire.
I don't think so, no.
Wow. We're so old.
You never got tangled in the cord?
No, I mean, I can think of maybe one time, but outside of that, no. All cordless.
When you wanted to, okay, how about this one? You ever have to use a paper map?
Like I haven't had to, no.
How about looking up a number in the phone book?
No.
No!
Oh, oh my goodness. Wow, wow, wow.
All right. Morgan number two is 24. Okay. You ever made a prank phone call?
Yes.
How? Because they know your cell phone number.
It was, what, star 67 in high school that you would hit?
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever made a trip to Blockbuster to rent a movie?
Yeah.
You ever carried around all your favorite CDs in a giant CD case?
Yeah, maybe for like a year, and then it was the iPod.
Wow, a year.
Maybe.
I still got
it. Those CD binders were awesome.
Still have mine.
Yep.
Floppy disks. You ever use one of those?
I remember them, but I never used them.
Did you guys play Oregon Trail at school?
No.
Mm. Wow.
Well, what's your first technology memory? Like when you were born, what were you using?
Not when I was born, but maybe when I was like 7 or 8. It was like one of the first Macs that was like bigger, but it was colored like a blue Mac.
I remember that. Ah, there you go. Okay, well. Wow. The fact that she's never used a phone with a cord on it
makes me sad.
That's why. Yeah, you didn't. Sometimes it's so hard if you're trying to get into the pantry to have a private conversation and the cord wouldn't reach.
What in the world?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like shows like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I love that.
But that's an old show, right? Like that's a show that's kind of before your time that you're getting into now.
I got into it mostly because it was always on Nick at Night.
Yeah, but you. It's
I
like
never watched
old,
it originally.
It's like an old show for you.
Yeah.
It's like us watching Welcome Back, Carter.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't even really alive. Mm-hmm. What year were you born, Morgan, number two?
93.
There you go. By the way, let me switch it up for a second. There was a shooting at a Trader Joe's in California. This whole story's nutty.
It's bizarre.
Right. Mike D, so what happens here? Like, someone's running from the law? Is that the deal?
Yeah, he's running from the cops. He crashes his car by a Trader Joe's and then runs in. And he has a gun.
Oh, my.
So he's running from the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to Trader Joe's on purpose.
No, he just crashes
into it.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's an employee. But then he goes in and there's like crossfire and someone gets shot?
Yeah, there's a shootout like in the parking lot. And then they like bust out the glass and it was a manager.
A manager got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We barricaded ourselves into a bathroom and we just waited until they came and got us.
That was a wild story. I'm really sad about the manager, too, just working. Yeah. That dude didn't even mean to go into a Trader Joe's. It wasn't like he was going to hold it up.
Right.
He crashed into it and then ran inside of it.
There was a side story, too, of an employee who found a ladder, and he started trying to get people out the back, and he would go back in to help people and get them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
There was that duck boat story.
Oh, yeah, it's totally crazy. The one bad weather happened, and, like, it sunk, and 17 people died. Damn. 9 were from the same family because it's a tourist type event. It's where it's about a 70-minute tour and half of it is on land and the other half is on water. And when they entered the water, you know, one of the survivors was saying it wasn't stormy out. It didn't look stormy. So now they're investigating as to whether or not when the company knew bad weather was going to come and what was going to cause it. There's life jackets on board, but passengers aren't required to wear it. The canopy, how safe is it to exit? Oh, the whole thing is just tragic. But they said it could take a year to investigate.
So what a duck boat is it drives. And it drives and it's this big thing. It has like a point, like a duck tip. And then it gets in the water and the wheels kind of come up and it turns into a boat.
Correct.
So when I was just a kid doing radio, I was 18 or 19. There was a duck boat that went down and a bunch of people died.
Really?
In Hot Springs. And CNN calls me and goes, hey, we can't get a hold of anyone. We need somebody to go on the cell phone and go cover it. And so I was there when they were, I mean, it was bad. And I was standing right there and reporting on CNN going, it was like a Saturday or a Sunday. It was,
oof.
And those duck boats are never new.
Mm-mm. Like, no, they're old. You're right. There were some in Austin too. And I remember there were a couple of rescues that I had to cover for the news from those duck boats sinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not to hit you with all the bad news, but I saw the woman at the duck boat, so she lost a lot of her family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was the one that lived. Ah, I don't want to end on that note.
No. Nope.
Because both those stories are kind of sucky. Let's see. How about the dumb debate of the day?
Okay.
Like it.
Yeah. That'll put us somewhere a little happier. How about this? 1/3 of Americans believe that the hot dog is a sandwich. 2/3 disagree. So, is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's a tough one.
The dumb debate of the day.
Well,
is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes or no, Amy?
I don't think I've ever thought about this in my life.
Go ahead.
But I mean, if it's not a sandwich, then what is it? I mean, it's just a hot dog.
Is a hot dog a sandwich, Amy?
No.
She says no.
Not a sandwich. More of like a wrap.
Or a hot dog.
Lunchbox? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Absolutely not.
No, you say no.
Never in my life have I said, hey, you want a sandwich? Oh yeah, what kind you got, a hot dog? No one says that.
Exactly.
Eddie?
I'm going to define it with meat, with bread on both sides. Yes, I'm going to call it a sandwich.
You're going to say sandwich?
I'm going to have to call it a sandwich.
Now, again, sometimes what we see and say isn't reality. I believe, and you may look up the definition of hot dog, Mike D. I believe a hot dog, because it is two pieces of bread.
That's what I'm saying.
And the meat in the middle.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe that you have to define a hot dog as a sandwich. Amy, a tomato is a fruit. So,
right.
Boom.
That's right.
Mind blown.
Pumpkin is a fruit.
I know. Those are hard for me to accept as well.
There he is. So,
but,
I believe.
Wait, tomato's a fruit?
It is.
Seeds or something like that.
That's why I'm saying.
Man.
Sometimes things aren't as easy as ABC.
Oof.
Mike, what do you have over there?
Well, it depends on what you define the bun as. Because a sandwich is two pieces of bread.
But a bun is one piece.
But I've had a sandwich. No, back in the day, listen, it was straight white bread and bologna. And I would take the sandwich and fold it in half with one piece of bread and eat it, and it was still a sandwich. It wasn't a hot dog. It wasn't a bologna hot dog. It wasn't a bologna dog.
Yeah, it was. You were trying.
Go ahead. Read me the definition.
But they do say, yes, a hot dog is a sandwich.
Who is they?
The National Hot Dog
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Sausage Council.
The National Hot Dog what?
And Sausage Council.
Oh, my nickname at college. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Okay, yes. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You want to know the Urban Dictionary of hot dog?
I don't know that I do, Eddie. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, we do.
It's just someone who likes to show off. Gotcha, though.
Oh, hot dog. Is it really?
Yeah, that's like, it. Look at him hot dogging it.
I say peacocking, but...
Okay. Yeah, you probably should.
But now I'm going to say hot dogging.
Yeah.
So... It's 2-2 right now. Is a hot dog
yes,
a sandwich?
Yes, you're a tiebreaker.
Morgan, number two, we're coming to you.
Oh, don't let us down.
Is a hot dog a sandwich, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. There we go. And we end with that. Something really dumb. Yeah. Lunchbox is back in the studio today. And so Lunchbox had a baby last week. And he came in and told us that they don't have a name for it still. So you're still calling it Baby.
Calling it Baby.
Hey, Baby.
Yep.
And so no name.
Or Little Man.
Oh, that's cute.
What?
Little Man.
For a name?
Yeah. He wanted to call it Early.
It was Early or like Earl Lee?
No, Early.
As a name? Because
yes,
it came early? Because
he came 6 weeks early. I think it's kind of funny.
What's his middle name?
Why not just nickname him Early?
Earlier than we planned.
Wait, so what are you guys leaning toward right now?
She thinks he looks like a Jackson.
And is she going to inevitably make the decision?
No, it's a team decision.
So
that's a big thing. I can't just let her have all the rights. I have to have a say in naming the child.
How do you feel about Jackson?
It's all right.
Do you rhyme it with things? Because the kids are going to be saying about it.
Oh, Action Jackson?
Well, that's a thing. You sure?
What do you mean rhyme it with things?
Well, they always say if you pick a name out for a kid, try to rhyme it with words. Because if there's a funny word that it rhymes with, like a bad word or something.
Oh, I don't think anything rhymes with Jackson. Vaxson.
And you have to name it before you leave the hospital?
I think so. I don't know the rules. I really don't know the rules. They haven't said anything about that.
Let's do caller 10.
Ooh. Yeah.
They get to pick the name of the baby.
Do it, Lunchbox.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be amazing. Or we draw. Everybody puts a name in the hat.
That's cool, too.
Oh, that's cool, too.
That's kind of fun.
At least give us the middle name.
But you have to give us the middle name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to dedicate whomever wins the contest to the name.
Your wife will totally be cool with this.
Amy had to name her kids. Mm-hmm. Like, she gave him like 17 names each.
Yeah, I could do the middle name. I could give up the middle name.
Wait,
you
would give us the middle name?
Yeah, because I don't think the middle name's that. No one ever says their middle name. I don't understand why people have a middle name.
Maybe as yet another way to make it different if you have a common first and last name. Probably just a variable there that could be a little bit different. Maybe, listen, I'd like to have 4 or 5 names. I think that'd be cool. Like Amy's kids are from Haiti. She just adopted them and they have all the names.
Yeah, we gave them their given birth last name, their new last name, which is ours. We gave them the middle names we wanted them to have, mm-hmm. and then they have their birth first name.
And their favorite cartoon character.
Yep. And then they just got to choose one for fun.
Stevenson, SpongeBob.
So you're a Supergirl.
Yeah.
That sounds so hard. Because when they're writing it out, that's a long name to write.
You don't always have to give your full name on your ID.
I just think about when they're filling out a resume, they're going to be putting blah, 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 blah. It's going to be...
Not a resume. Maybe just like the Social Security card. Maybe just that.
That's just it.
Yeah. So still nothing there.
Still nothing there.
You go to the hospital after the show today.
Yeah,
I'll go. Do they know you around there?
Yeah, they know me. I mean, people put 2 and 2 together.
What's that mean?
They know who I am. They realize that...
I'm Lunchbox.
I'm on the
radio, and if you don't treat me better than everybody else, I'm talking bad about you. You do that?
No, I don't do any of that. I don't do any of that. I think I just, they know who I am, so they're nice to me, and I think they're nice to everybody. I think, the NICU people have a soft spot in their hearts because they deal with some of the sad. I mean, it's a lot of sad, but it's also a lot of happy in there, too.
If your wife said we're going with Jackson today when you go to the hospital...
I would say we need to talk about this.
She said, no. Jackson is its name. Are you in or out?
I'm out.
Oh, you are
out.
Wow. Like divorce.
You don't like divorce.
No, not divorce. Just the name.
Yeah.
Let me encourage you to listen back to the show if you missed any of it today. We do a whole part of the show after the show's over. So you can hear that When the show's over, just search Bobby Bones Show On Demand on iHeartRadio and find it there. Eddie, our video producer, has two boys. You guys went camping, huh?
Oh, man, we had a great weekend.
So you go out. Have they ever been camping before?
No, they've never been camping. Really, just, we've talked about it forever, and then finally we were like, the weather's going to be good this weekend, we think, so let's go camping. Let's take them.
You put up a tent or you take a camper?
No. We have a big family-sized tent. It's huge, and set the tent up. We have a campfire, a little picnic table that's already there. It's your typical campsite.
Okay, so you went to a campsite.
Yes.
And how'd that go? They like it or no?
It's good, but man, I realized quickly my kids, they're little city slickers. Like, they've never been camping, like I said, and they just don't know what to expect, I guess. Dude, it was kind of rough for them.
Why? What were they doing?
So I caught them saying little things to themselves. Like, the first thing they said, they were walking in the woods, and they're like, ooh, we should Google what kind of poisonous snakes are out here. I'm like, oh, boy. There's no Googling.
That's right. We didn't Google. No, well. You can Google while camping
now.
No,
I told them, no phones, no nothing.
Just because in our day we couldn't Google doesn't mean kids can't Google now.
And they're also wanting to learn about something. Okay.
And they're also at a campsite.
Yeah, no, when I heard that, I was like, no Googling. Don't even think about it.
Okay, what else?
And the next one I heard is they're like, Dad, there's no firewood out here because I sent them to go get wood. I'm like, you're in the woods. What do you mean there's no firewood? Everything is firewood. I'm like, great.
You expect them to chop the wood?
No, I wanted them to go find little sticks so we can start the fire.
Got it.
And they're like, Dad, we can't find firewood out here. Great. Another one I heard was, this was funny. They go, oops, I think we just locked ourselves out of the tent. I'm like, guys, it's a zipper. You didn't lock yourself out of the tent. So I had to show them how to undo a zipper or whatever. And then I heard Junior, when it's the pitch dark in the campsite.
The four-year-old.
The little guy, four-year-old. He goes, can we turn the light switch on? Why is it so dark out here? I'm like, guys, we're camping. They're like, but there's a light right down the road. Yeah, that's a street light down the road. There's no lights here.
So how long did you guys stay out?
The whole weekend. We left Friday morning, and then we came back Sunday morning.
So you slept Friday night and Saturday night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I like to do a little camping.
You guys want to camp?
Yeah, we should do a show camping trip.
I don't, not with you guys.
Oh.
I spend so much.
Okay.
What do you mean?
We used to do trips together.
That's before.
Before what?
Things pulled us all different directions. Like, Lunchbox has a baby, you got two kids.
All the more reason to bring us back together.
Do the kids come?
Sure.
So everyone has their own little tent.
Yes.
Yes. Some of these sites, they're like right by the lake, and they're big enough to have like four families out there.
Yeah.
That could be fun, Bones.
Let's do it.
I still have to plan my Labor Day luau.
Yes.
The party at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that first. I lived in the camper for a long time, but we used to camp. We used to go in the woods. There's no camper. There's no campsites.
Yeah, no, just find a spot in the woods.
Find a spot, clear it out.
Yeah.
Put the tent down.
What'd you eat out there?
We would just usually take Vienna sausages.
Yeah. That's what we did. We did hot dogs, and then one night I took one of those microwavable popcorn dishes, and I just threw that over the fire, and it popped on its own. It was nice. A little burnt, a little toasty, but it was good.
That's what happens when heat hits it.
Yeah, when like straight on fire hits it, yeah.
That was fun. That was good. I'm more into glamping now, maybe.
Yeah, let's go glamping.
What does that mean?
It's glamorous. Like you stay in a really nice cabin in the woods.
The opposite of roughing it.
Yeah. It's like softening it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you can still go inside somewhere to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I got you.
This place had showers, but they were disgusting. You don't want to do that.
You only go one of two ways. You either go hard, which means you don't go to a campsite. You go in the woods and you fend for yourself.
Hard.
Or you go glamping, which I've never been glamping. And that word seems funny even just to say.
Glamping.
My stepdad would kill me if I talked about glamping.
So what would you have out if you were glamping that you didn't have when you were regular camping?
Well, I'd have a mattress.
Like a sleep number.
Tempur-Pedic. Sleep number.
I get my sleepnumber.com. You know,
of course. Drones, yes.
You know? 550 stores all around the country.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously. I'd set up. Oh, you know what I'm setting up in my house?
What?
Oh, you guys are going to kill me. I'm going to set up a screen and play Fortnite.
Oh my God.
Wait, do you even play yet at all?
But I'm going to be, who cares?
Well, that's what kids are playing.
But he's going to be really good at it because he's going to play it all the time.
Where are you going to find the time to do this?
Hey, Meemaw.
He'll make time. Once he gets into something, he finds time to do it. Fortnite will be, he's going to come in with no sleep because he's been playing Fortnite. He's going to be drinking Red Bulls all night long. Fortnite.
Bones is back on Fortnite.
Yeah, because Eddie tried to make plans with him the other day, and it's like you scheduled him 2 months out.
September.
That was a whole day. Eddie wanted to play golf. I don't have whole days.
It's 4 hours, man, and you try to book for September, middle of September.
Fortnite
stuff is serious business.
I've never played it. I'll find out.
I hear kids... They don't even eat.
Well, no, they turn into zombies afterwards too. Careful with that.
Well, maybe I won't then, but I was thinking about, I'm probably going to play it a little bit and see if I like it. I need a new hobby.
And Fortnite's your new hobby?
Man.
Go camping. Let's play golf.
I don't have that. I can't dedicate it. I looked at my calendar. I don't have an open date till September. I literally don't have an open date.
So embarrassing, Amy. Like, my calendar was wide open. Like, dude, we can golf today if you want. Bobby's like, September 21st. What are you doing?
At 3 p.m. Take it or leave it.
All right, haters. Well, let's see. I don't, Eddie?
Yeah. So camping was good. I think my kids are ready to take on Survivor now.
The show?
Oh, yeah.
Four and ten. Four and ten.
Mm-hmm.
They get along pretty well?
No, they fight all the time.
They do?
Yeah, no, that's all they do. They fight.
But that one's so much bigger.
I know, but that's usually the little one picking on the big one, and the big one gets tired of it, and he fights back, and then the little one cries. It's a whole thing, dude.
Mm. Yeah.
Kids. Look forward to that when you have kids.
Kids, who needs them? That's what I say.
No, they're great. They're great. They're great.
Everybody's in the studio today. Amy's back from Texas for the time being. Lunchbox is... had babies back in studio for time being. I guess both of you guys are due to head out again, huh?
Yeah.
We're gonna go back to old school of just me having to carry the stupid show all by myself.
Now you got Eddie.
Like I said.
He has to carry me too. He carries all of us.
When do you go back to Texas?
Well, I don't know yet, but probably not till later this week, Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what that looks like.
Just and then work
I'll
just from the studio?
Take over for the weekend and then... and then I should be back. But I think between my sister and my half-sister, my half-brother, we're working out a good schedule to where we can now have time at home with our lives.
How's your dad's cancer coming, the surgery?
Yeah, hopefully the cancer's still doing good. The problem is we were supposed to just start radiation like 2 weeks ago because the surgery was only supposed to take 3 days in the hospital, but now we're delayed for treating the cancer. And so I just hope it's not growing back during this time that we try to recover. Because they say now he's in this rehab hospital and he could maybe be there 20, 25 days. My dad's like, nah, I'm out of here in 5. I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad, you don't even know. If you could just get yourself together at night and remember where you are and not get delirious, would be great.
Lunchbox, what's your plan? Do you know?
I have no idea. I have to just, I mean, whenever he gets out of the hospital, that's just when I'll take some time off to get acquainted to the dad life at home. And
Lil Jackson?
No, don't say that name. It could be it. Jackson could be it. I mean,
if y'all going to have multiple kids, maybe?
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, so, you know, takes this one, you take the next one.
Yep. Yeah, but then if the next one's a female, she's going to be like, oh, I got to name the female.
The girl?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get more rights because this is a male?
A little bit. I think I should have more of a pull because I know what name is cool for the guys.
Yeah, like if you got one name right now, go.
Ace.
Okay.
Ace.
I mean, it's going to be cute you can if you end up doing that. But
you can nickname him that. Don't pick Ace for his real name.
Why?
What if you met a guy named Ace? And he came up
and
he's
looks
like
you.
He's like, hey, I'm Ace Wilson.
You think he's pretty cool? I think that's a cool name.
Okay.
Ace.
But he's going to look like you. You don't look like an ace.
Yeah.
Well, you don't look like anything. Like you understand that, right? You
ace,
look like an Eddie because your name is Eddie.
No, aces
you
have
tattoos.
You
look like Bobby because your name is Bobby. You look like
you look like what other people have been named in the
past.
Yeah. Yeah, but my dad wanted to name me Candy, and I'm so glad he did.
No.
You only had one choice if that was your name. You had like one or two choices of jobs.
My mom vetoed that. Actually, he was like, here's what we're going to do. Candace, we'll call her Candy for short. And my mom was like, it's Amy. I'm so glad she won.
Wow, because I had a Candy in first grade, and she was smoking.
I'm sure there's candies listening right now that are great.
Okay. Over to Amy with Pyle.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Y'all, what is happening between Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent on Instagram?
Well, they've been fighting for years.
I know, but
they're best friends and they're fighting. Their best friends are fighting.
That's what Mayweather warned 50 Cent of that. He said, remember, I used to be with you every day. We shared a driver. I know where your bones are buried. And I'm like, did 50 Cent kill people and bury them somewhere?
No, I think he just means I know your secrets.
Oh.
I don't think it's a literal
I thought like people.
No.
I know where your people are buried.
I know where you've literally taken body parts and buried them under the ground. No, that's not what that means.
Okay, he called him out for being broke, jealous, a snitch, and having the H.
I mean, a snitch is such an 80s word, right? And the H. Wait, you just threw that in there. What's the
herpes.
H?
What? Don't we all?
Wait, no.
No, don't we all have herpes in our mouth? People say that.
There's different kinds.
Oh, boy.
I'm out of here.
But then it didn't take long. So Floyd put up a picture of 50 Cent and wrote like this whole novel about him. And then 50 Cent, it didn't take long for him to post a picture of Floyd Mayweather like with tears in his eyes. And then straight up wanted to list out all of his things that he's been accused of domestic violence wise. I mean, it's getting dirty on Instagram.
I like the word snitch, though.
Snitch.
Yeah. It's like a
What's the thing you say?
Snitches get stitches?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't make that up. Okay. Yeah. Amy, what else you got?
On a lighter, more fun note, did you know Golden Girls now have their own action figures? They were released at Comic-Con this last weekend, and they're 8-inch dolls, Dorothy, Blanche, Rose, and Sophia. They're dressed in real fabric clothing, and they look so cute and legit, but it's $114.99 for the set.
They've made some real money off the Golden Girls since the Golden Girls has been off TV. I think they've become more popular now than they were then. By the way, I was on that train early.
Mm-hmm.
Before Golden Girls were cool, I was wrecking shop with Blanche.
You think they're popular again because of you?
I do not.
Ooh.
I think they're just put on a lot of channels now. And think about, you're watching a show in primetime about old women. That's what was rare about that show, is that everybody's young, cool, hip, odd, and alien. You know, it's all these things. And all of a sudden, you put four older women, and it works as a show. That's pretty crazy to think. There were a bunch of old people shows on.
Uh-huh.
There was just four old women.
And they're so funny.
And Blanche was such a hoe, man.
Yes,
it was crazy. Like, she's with dudes every show.
That's awesome.
Like, and just straight up deliberate about just bebopping, man.
Wow. Yeah, there's stuff I did not. When I used to watch that with my mom as a kid, and I watch it now, there's stuff I definitely did not catch on to.
Listen, good for her. I don't even mean it in a bad way. I mean,
Blanche is the old one?
No.
No.
It's Sophia.
Oh.
I was watching Pretty Woman a little bit in the hotel this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's such a dirty movie.
I know.
She's a hooker. Like her. Mm-hmm. I've never watched Pretty Woman. I know. But I'm talking about, there's some real hooker things.
Hmm. Yeah.
And Amy, how old were you when you first watched
this? 9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With your mom, right?
8 or 9. Mom and dad, they took me to the theater. Couldn't find a sitter.
Family time. All right.
But I remember, they cover my eyes during some parts, obviously. And then it's to this day still one of my favorite movies.
No, I get it. But I'm saying,
I'm not sure when I figured out she was a prostitute, though. Probably 18.
Now what else?
20. Okay, so when you're interviewing for a job, watch out for them stealing your ideas. This is me looking out for you, because as part of the application process these days, companies are asking people to do some free work, bring their ideas, creative things that they would do to mix things up. And then during the hiring process, they're taking their ideas that they're pitching and then not hiring them, just taking the ideas.
Well, if they're fourth or fifth place and you like their idea, why would you not use it?
Then why wouldn't you hire him?
Yeah,
but you only have one position. Someone had a much better idea, but there are still 2, 3, 4 ideas.
That's just such a bummer, because you're trying to put your best foot forward. You want to get the job, so you want to give them your best idea, and then they just take it.
Yeah, but they probably remember who you are at some point, because if you're providing a good idea, that's something they're able to use.
I hope so.
Well, listen, I don't have a problem with that. I'm okay with that.
You do?
That's on you to get the job. Yeah, you give up people.
Oof. Right.
I got plenty of ideas, though. You know what I mean?
You don't need anybody else's?
I'm moving on to the next idea. Okay. Oh, you like that one? I got 7 more. I don't care. Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us here on Monday. There's a new Bobbycast going up today. It's about how bands got their names. So if you like music, all you have to do is take your phone or your computer and go to iHeartRadio and search one word, Bobbycast. BobbyCast. And Eddie and I talk about how bands got their names. For example, how Rascal Flatts got their name, which you didn't know.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you didn't know. We taped it already. Yeah,
that's right.
Don't be cool there.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, it is very nerdy. If you like music, it's really cool, though. We'll see you. A lot of stuff to hear today. Lunchbox came back today. Not going to be here forever, but he came back today. You can listen to that. We'll see you on Tuesday. All right, bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.